Today in Boston, lawyers released transcripts and videotapes of a deposition of Cardinal Bernard Law. The deposition is part of a civil lawsuit stemming from alleged sexual abuse by Father Paul Shanley. In 2 days of questioning under oath in June, Cardinal Law admitted to reassigning several priests who were accused of or admitted to sexually abusing children. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
Boston Catholics have been waiting more than 2 months to know what Cardinal Law told lawyers about the case of accused child molester Father Paul Shanley. Today, the court released the transcripts and videotapes of the depositions taken June 5th and 7th. Cardinal Law admitted the files of the Archdiocese contained accusations of child abuse against Shanley dating back to 1966, but he never looked at the file. Law said in the deposition, which was aired in part on WCVB-TV, that he didn't search out the file, even when church officials received complaints about Shanley's aberrant behavior.
I'm not certain that it's common sense to check the file, the confidential file, on every priest every time there's a complaint.
Cardinal Law admitted to reassigning at least 5 priests who were either accused of or admitted to sexually abusing minors. He says bad record-keeping at the Archdiocese led him to unknowingly reassign priests accused of abuse.
When I say that our records were inadequate, I'm really focusing on records dealing with this type of aberrant behavior.
But attorney Eric McLeish, who represents alleged victims of Father Shanley, said Law's negligence extended to many other priests in his archdiocese. McLeish said one priest confessed to Law of abusing a boy, yet the cardinal gave him another chance.
Father Daniel Graham had admitted to molesting a child, and I think the year was 1988. And after that, he was promoted to a senior position. After he admitted it by Cardinal Law, he was promoted to a senior position.
Law said he did this because, quote, a medical professional said Graham did not pose a risk. Cardinal Law was deposed as part of a civil lawsuit brought by a family who accused Father Paul Shanley of repeatedly raping their son at their parish church. In response to the suit, church lawyers said the alleged abuse victim and his parents are also negligent in allowing the abuse to occur. But in sworn testimony, Cardinal Law said he couldn't see how a 6-year-old child could have contributed negligence in the case. Rodney Ford, father of the alleged abuse victim, said he was relieved to hear the cardinal say this, but he wants the church to withdraw the accusation.
How can we be negligent? We never had access to Paul Shanley's files. If we did, when we were dropping our kids off, we would have been negligent. But we didn't.
During questioning, Law said his closest advisor, Bishop Thomas Daly, now head of the Brooklyn Diocese, did not tell him about Shanley's alleged statements about incest, pedophilia, or blaming children for having sex with adults. Law says Shanley's file wasn't brought to his attention, but based on what's in the file, there should have been an investigation. Shanley, who's now retired, has been charged with 10 counts of child rape and 6 counts of indecent assault and battery. He's pleaded innocent. So far, efforts to reach a settlement out of court have failed. Attorney Jeffrey Newman said today cases involving 80 priests are moving towards trials.
What's been unleashed is, at this point, an inexorable series of depositions in the next several months, resulting in a series of what could be upwards of 150, 200 trials.
After Cardinal Law was deposed again today in connection with the Shanley suit, church lawyers said they want to settle all the outstanding cases brought by Shanley victims, and they're hopeful they can. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.